16 hilarious and weird English idioms you didn't know. You've been studying English for what seems like forever and you feel confident in your English skills. Perhaps you don't even need subtitles anymore, even when you're watching a particularly niche episode of How's It Made. But then you stumble upon an episode of a British TV show and suddenly you hear What's the Crack? And you feel like you're hearing another language altogether. The English language boasts a rich variety of funny, and slightly strange, idioms. Especially if you broaden your horizons and explore some lesser-known hilarious English phrases, which are often regional or just not popularized through Hollywood productions. And movies are an invaluable source of English knowledge, who hasn't learned at least a third of their vocabulary thanks to their favorite films or TV shows. I watched the latest Mission Impossible movie recently and Benji's Bob's Your Uncle admittedly took me out for a second. I had to think, did this mean that whatever he was explaining was straightforward? I felt the itch to Google this idiom, just to double check. I've heard it before but wasn't sure of the meaning, so I had to reluctantly pause the incoming Tom Cruise stunt scene. The next thing I knew, I was reading about Scottish and Australian slang and idioms. I remember that when I was learning English, we barely covered the most widely used idioms and phrases and all our focus was on grammar. That's amazing and all, but I feel like I've learned my fair share of idioms on my own throughout the years, from the media or during my interactions with native or near-native speakers, not at school. While classroom skills are an excellent foundation when studying English, they may not be sufficient in real-world situations. According to researchers at the Industrial University of Tumen in Russia, reading up on common slang words and idiomatic expressions can help students achieve their goals of effective and natural communication with native speakers. So, here I was, reading about how Bob's Your Uncle probably originates from the appointment of the Chief Secretary for Ireland and how it corresponds with Fanny's Your Aunt, that the idea for our first blog post on the site was born. Most advanced English students or those who have been learning the language for a long time already know the most common English slang phrases or idioms. I had a thought, what if I compiled all the strangest and the least known idioms, to English students, that is, not native speakers, that I could find. That would certainly be more interesting than reading the 1000th post about how to use butterflies in my stomach in a sentence. I've been learning English my whole life and I didn't know quite a few of those when I started my research. There is a sea of cool idioms out there, some region-specific, some more informal than others, but still, I hope fascinating to read.